This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All right. Here's what we have on tap for this hour. Yes, I am going to discuss my favorite sword. I'm sorry, I can't help myself. We're going to talk about activism. You, me, all of us. What should we be doing? Debt. Let's talk about the great gas station debate. Everyone thinks their gas station is the best. All that and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm going to play something for you before I read this email. It's just going to tie something into it. Remember we talked about the Wyoming legislature killing a bill, a great bill, a very simple bill, a bill that says, you know, a man is a man and a woman is a woman and we don't want dudes beating up women in sports. It's really the most basic, benign bill in the world. And, well, here it is.
I'm also worried from hearing from the experts that this maybe has some consequences in a public health emergency that we haven't really contemplated in this bill. And I think this bill needs some more work and some more.
No, it's fine. If your T levels are dropping, mine are too. Don't worry. We'll take our chalk later. I'll let him keep going.
Safety put on it so we don't do more harm than good.
We have heard from some professionals.
Okay, whatever. The low TGOP in maybe the reddest, per capita, reddest state in the union, killed a basic bill. Let's go to this email. Dear Oracle of Inspiration, I've been engaging responsibly in local politics for a number of months now, and everything you say about running for local office is correct. From walking in and being disappointed to not being very good at speeches out of the gate. My question is, what does offense look like at the local level? We're always trying to stop the communist agenda and need a plan of attack. Says I can say his name. His name is Adam. I think he wants me to say his last name, but I'm not sure, and I don't want to ruin that. I don't ever want to get somebody in trouble. It says his name is Adam. Okay, first and foremost, let me reemphasize what he talked about, as I've talked about before. I know you're getting more and more interested in local activism, as am I. Remember, I'm not just pointing fingers. I have more work to do, too. It's not enough to just do a radio show and a TV show and be a menu whisperer. No, seriously, I have a community, too. I have a wife, kids, a community, school system. I need to care for my state and my community first, too, just like you. And so we're all trying to get more active in whatever ways we can. Remember, as you start to get involved and you start to dig into your local GOP and figure out maybe what office you want to run for or support someone else running for office, you're not going to run into, with all due respect, you're not going to run into a bunch of highly capable, sharp people. You're not going to walk into some fancy office building and it's GOP headquarters with gold-plated desks and whatnot. I bet you $1 million your local GOP headquarters is in a fairly rundown strip mall, and it's a tour. It is, isn't it, Chris? Now, of course, Chris is laughing. Of course it is. They're all that way because they don't have any money. It's in a little strip mall. You think it's some beautiful headquarters. It's not. It's going to be some crappy little strip mall, and you're going to walk in, and there are going to be 2 to 3 80-year-olds working in the place. And I want to make sure I give credit because I don't want to put down their efforts. These are people who care. They're using their retirement years to get involved, stay involved, fight for the country. I'm not inciting the 80-year-olds working there or insulting the 80-year-olds working there. I'm really not. And you know I'm fine insulting people. I'm really not. They care. They're involved. But don't think you're going to walk into the local GOP office and there's going to be some handy-dandy guide they hand you. And, oh, wow, you want to run for school board? That's great. We've already prepared a packet for you. And here's a fundraising team. And we're doing the no. You're going to have to own this. But you can. This take a genius to do it. Just know you're going to walk in there and the only thing you really need from them is a schedule of local GOP events. Tell me when the next precinct committee meeting is. Tell me when the next county GOP meeting is. And when you go to these things, after you decide to run for office, you're going to start giving speeches, little two-minute speeches. They'll go around the room at every one of these, and they'll let every candidate running for any office, hey, stand up, tell us who you are, why you're running, and you're going to give speeches. And when you start giving speeches, you're going to be horrible. And that's okay. You won't feel like it by the time you sit down after your first time. Your heart will be pounding in your chest and your mouth will be dry. And you'll feel like that was the most embarrassing thing in the world and I'll never get good again. But you'll actually find that you get good quickly, or at least more comfortable quickly. Remember, everybody doesn't have to be some incredible public speaker. You just have to be you. Just be you, all right? Be honest. Remember, I want to stress this. People can smell crap a mile away during that speech. So don't talk like the guy you see on television. Don't speak like your neighbor. Don't try to sound like me. Sound like you. Sound just like you and just be honest. And you'll get better and better and better with your speeches. Now back to answering this guy's question, what does offense look like? Well, this is actually the best news out there. They say sunlight is the best disinfectant. That's an old saying, you know, right? That's an old saying, you know. But let's move past that for a minute. Remember, exposing the evils of communism, even at a local level, is one of the best ways to fight back against these people because they operate in the shadows. They always operate in the shadows. The communists, remember, he kills people and he lies. That's what he does. That's how he achieves power. He hurts people and he lies. Lies are critical to him. You, when you get in office, will expose those lies. But that's not enough, right? It's not offense. But what is offense can be some of the most basic things humanly possible. What if you proposed exposing all the spending in your local government? What if you proposed making that information easily available to the public? What if you proposed sending out mailers with all the expenses in your local government or school board? Maybe you're on your school board. What if, as part of your school board duties, because you took over the school board, what if as a member of the school board, you simply lay out all the pornography they're trying to put in your child's library? What if, as a member of the local school board, what if you called in for questioning the local communist teacher who's trying to tell your daughter that she's actually a boy if she chops her breasts off? Well, that's one way of local, but moving past the actual city and school board stuff, at a state level, remember, passing anti-communist laws is one of the best ways to save your state. Not just because the laws themselves are beneficial, which they can be, of course, But because the communist will flee if the environment becomes hostile to him. The communist will flee. You know, in Franco's Spain, after he won the Civil War, and I realized that was a hot war and we don't want that or anything like that. But after he won the Civil War, it's not as if all the communists were dead. But the communists lived the rest of their years hiding in the foothills. They fleed all the areas. They stopped their endless activism. And they simply had to exist in hiding in other places. They fleed. The same thing can work politically here in America. And you saw that right after Roe versus Wade got overturned and states started passing abortion bans. Now, maybe you're saying, Jesse, I'm not even passionate about abortion. I don't even care about abortion. You don't understand. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not asking you to be as passionate as I am about abortion. You live in a state, and let's say you get into your state legislature and you start passing anti-abortion laws, the baby-murdering freaks in your area will move. They were fleeing Austin. It's one of the real commie hellhole parts of Texas here. Fleeing Austin in the wake of Texas' abortion ban that went into effect the second Roe versus Wade got overturned. Passing laws, passing anti-communist laws, it will have, well, the returns will be greater than the sum of their parts. I'll tell you that way. I'll tell you that much. For lack of a better way to put it, it's not just about the ban or the law. It's about the communist feeling like he lives in a world, in an area that is hostile to him. And we don't like talking like that because we love to be so nice and understanding. You need to create a hostile environment for communists. And that's a good point, Chris. Chris said, look at Florida. What they did in Florida, Ron DeSantis and the Florida legislature, especially after he got elected a second time, they didn't pass. Go look it up. Go look it up. They didn't pass a law. The Florida legislature passed like 10 of them in a row. It was one big legislative agenda. Law after law after law after law after law. Now the GOP registration is destroying Democrat registration in the state. Democrats do not feel they are welcome in Florida, and they're moving out. Aggressive. And from taxes to spending to abortion to whatever, to illegals, whatever it may be. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. All right? All right. Resist pain too. You know, we've come to this place where we just accept that we either A, have to live with neck pain or foot pain, muscle pain, or B, we've just accepted, well, ibuprofen's part of my life. I'll just take some more pills. It's so bad for you. There's a better way. There's a natural way, a drug-free way to address the daily aches and pains. Take Relief Factor. Take it every single day. They are so confident Relief Factor works, they give out three-week quick start kits for just $19.95. They're all, hey, take it for 3 weeks. You don't like it, stop. Over 70% of people come back and take some more forever. Oh, I'll never stop. 1-800, the number 4, Relief, or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ah! I'm so happy to be here. Let's start getting through some good questions. Now, these have always been great ones, but we're digging into commies and activism and other things now. Jesse, as a high-class, half-European menu whisperer, where do you stand in the Sheetz versus Wawa debate? I'm sure your Pennsylvania audience will have strong opinions no matter how you choose. Okay, for those maybe out in California listening, just understand that those are back east gas stations. And it's time for Jesse once again to offend everybody. And I swear I don't do this on purpose, but let me tell you something. I have lived all over the place. I remember I was born in Ohio. We would cross the country when my dad was looking for work and ended up moving out west to Montana. I was in the Marines in California. I lived in Arizona. I lived all over Texas doing construction work. I lived in New Mexico for a while doing some construction. I lived in D.C. I spent all, I don't know how many states I've been to. It's a lot. It's well north of 30. So all I'm saying is I've been around a lot. All right. I bounced all over this wonderful country a lot. And so I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like to hear. Every single area has a gas station chain they think is superior to all other gas station chains, and they think their high-end gas station chain with extra things in it is somehow unique in something they don't have in other areas. Now, there is an exception to this. There is actually a king of this, which I will get to in a moment. There is one that does stand head and shoulders above all others, and I'm really not being biased. There really is. But every area has a Wawa, or a Sheetz, or a Quick Trip, or look, pick it. It doesn't matter which one you pick. Every single state in the country has a chain of gas stations where you can go get gas, but then you walk in and there's a menu option like Sheetz. I was just at a Sheetz a few weeks ago. It's back in West Virginia. And in fact, I ate dinner at a Sheetz. So I like Sheetz. I'm not insulting Sheetz. I've eaten dinner at Wawa. I've eaten dinner at a Come and Go before. I've eaten dinner at all these. Chris, why don't you grow up? Why don't you grow up? That's what the, you know, anyway. I've eaten at all these places. It's me, White Trash Jesse. I've been in there buying hot Cheetos and pouring nacho cheese on it. I understand, and I like them. Unless your gas station is called Buc-ee's, you don't have the superior gas station chain in the country. And I don't want you to think I'm being a Texas homer. I'm happy to insult things about Texas I don't like. You've heard me come on here before, and now, I like Whataburger. Don't get me wrong. I'm not insulting it, but it's not near what these Texans make it out to be. It's good. It's good. It's a good fast food chain. It's not In-N-Out Burger, right? Stop, Chris. Anyway, so I'm happy to insult things that are Texas. If you've never been to a Buc-ee's, you've never seen anything like it. And so let me explain something to you. First of all, you will, if you're approaching a Buc-ee's, you will begin to see billboards for a Buc-ee's 50 miles from a Buc-ee's. I'm not making that up. 50 miles, the billboards will begin. Buc-ee's coming soon. Hang on. Buc-ee's is there. And then every 5-10 miles, you'll see Buc-ee's is coming. And you're thinking to yourself, I remember the first time I went through this, you're thinking, okay, what is this freaking place? Is it an amusement park? What is this Buc-ee's? And then you pull off the highway. And I just want to tell you that you will be floored. First, gas pumps. I would guess, Chris, Michael, please correct me if I'm wrong. 50 gas pumps? More, Chris? 100? Okay, all right, I undershot. 100 gas pumps. And not only are there 100 gas pumps, you will wait in line. Almost undoubtedly, unless you're there at midnight, you will wait in line. That's how many people will be there. The parking lot resembles a Walmart parking lot. The building itself doesn't look like a gas station. It looks like a grocery store. When you pull into the gas station, you will be filling up your car. Maybe you'll park and go in. You will see they'll be selling grills, smokers, lawn chairs, rafts. They have an entire apparel section. I didn't say an apparel rack with a Wawa hat. There's an apparel section. Need some suspenders, pair of jeans, shoes, socks, shirts, whatever it may be, mugs, fishing equipment, coolers, you name it. It's like going into a mini Cabela's. Ever been in a Cabela's? Oh, but maybe you're hungry. No, they don't have a little restaurant where you can get some chicken fingers in a sandwich. They have an entire restaurant, an entire barbecue system where you will see smoked brisket pulled out of the smoker and they will slice it in front of you. They have an entire section of sausage in there. They have an entire section of desserts and pastries. And I don't mean one little display where you can get a jelly donut or an apple fritter. I'm talking everything you can possibly find. They pay their employees a ridiculous amount of money, and the bathrooms you can eat off of the floor. They're clean all the time. You have never seen anything like Buc-ee's. Unless you've walked in one, you won't understand what I'm saying. Go look them up online. In case you think I just oversold it, go look them up online. I've never seen anything like it. All right. debt talk. That's always spicy. Let's talk about some debt. Before we talk about debt, though, remember, we don't have a politician problem. Yeah, we have bad politicians. They're horrible. We have to change the people. We have to change the hearts and the minds of the people. That's why Preborn is so special to me. I value Preborn, honestly, more than I value the next abortion ban. Why? Preborn is speaking to the people. It's showing women that that's a baby. It's not screaming at them. It's not just banning it. It's telling a woman who's about to have an abortion, hey, how about you come in for a free ultrasound? Charlotte, she found out she was pregnant. She was 7 weeks in. She was getting ready to have an abortion. You bought Charlotte, this is a real woman, you bought her an ultrasound. She laid down, she heard that heartbeat, she chose life. Says to this day, greatest thing she's ever done. That's what you did. That's what your $28 to Preborn does. It buys that woman an ultrasound and saves two lives, mom and baby. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give. Preborn.com/Jesse, sponsored by Preborn.
Jesse Kelly, back soon.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's been such a good day. Remember, you can email the show. We are live. Email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And remember, I know I tell you to put the politics away for the weekend. Remember these words from the newly appointed San Francisco Election Commissioner, Kelly Wong. Write these words on your heart all weekend long.
其實喺兩年前我嚟到San Francisco嘅時候咧，咁我就認識咗好多原來San Francisco有好多嘅權利嘅喎，好多權利係好多非公民啊、移民咧都可以享有嘅，包括咧，就算你唔係公民咧都可以。
I'm gonna let her keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm gonna let her keep going, but just think about what she said just there. Think about that. It's a lot, isn't it? It's a lot to take in. Anyway.
去做委員去影響政策的。好多時其實我哋華裔啦或者亞裔嘅聲音都比較薄弱。咁咧特別係識講中文或者其他語言嘅人咧更加少咧係有個代。
The guts on these people. I can't even believe you would say that. publicly. She did.
表性嘅喺個議會上邊。 所以我覺得亦都因為咁咧，我就覺得我好想代表我哋移民嘅聲音。 其實我哋都一樣有交税，我哋一樣對社會有貢獻。 但係咧，我哋政策上咧好少有我哋嘅聲音。
Yeah, yeah, well, I'm not saying I agree. I'm not saying I disagree. Dear Fruity and Creamy Oracle, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Fruity and Creamy. Chris, what did we talk about that or something? I don't remember. With all this talk about national debt, would the Oracle please care to explain to us who the U.S. is indebted to? Who are we borrowing from? Another country? It might be worth it to conquer them. All right. Here's why that doesn't work. First of all, the two largest foreign holders of U.S. debt are China and Japan. China and Japan. Now, let's set aside the morality of just deciding we're going to conquer you instead of paying our debt. Let's say that that's totally warranted. And let's say we could just do that with no problem, without any massive loss of life. We just march on into Japan again and wipe the place out and say, hey, this is ours now. And that debt we owed you, it's gone. Up yours. Here's why that's not a solution. We're able to pile up all the debt we pile up. We're able to run up the deficits we're able to run up because the dollar has been so historically strong. And because nations have historically been paid back when they lend us money, when they buy up our debt, the United States of America pays it back. And reputation when it comes to the dollar and debt is the most important thing in the world. Even if you could and wanted to say, hey, Japan, we own this place now. Ha ha ha. Our debt's gone. Sorry. It would be still devastating for the country. Why? Because any other country thinking about financing our debt would look at that and say, well, no thanks. I'm not buying any more of your debt. I watched you last time not only not pay it back, you attacked the person who held the debt. So why would I get into business with you at all? Thanks, but no thanks. Think of America. It's a good way to put it. Actually, this is a great way to put it. Very apropos. Chris? I read that in a book this morning, and I knew as soon as I saw the word. I think I have a good idea of what it means. I knew as soon as I saw the word, I was going to use it today and sound super smart. Anyway. Here's how I want you to think of it. Think of it like having credit, bad credit, good credit, and going to a bank. What does it mean when you have good credit? What does it actually mean? What are you saying? Why is there a credit rating system at all? Well, what it is it's very simple. It means you are a human being who has taken out money or signed contracts. You've taken out loans and you've paid those loans back. And you've paid those loans back on time. That's what gives you a credit rating. So the bank, when you walk in and you ask for a loan, they look at your credit rating and what they see is, okay, I can lend money to Bob. Bob has a history of paying back the people who loan him money. If you have bad credit, unless you've gone through, you know, divorce or bankruptcy that wasn't your fault or something like that. I understand there are extenuating circumstances, but if you have bad credit, what you have is a history of not fulfilling your financial obligations. So when you go into a bank and apply for a loan, they either say no or they tell you, sure, Bob, we'll give you a loan for about 17% interest. Why? Because you're risky, Bob. Because we know if we give you a loan, according to the history we have on you, you might not pay us back. So you have to pay more or we may not loan you money at all. Now imagine Bob owing the bank $100,000 and instead of paying the bank back, Bob walks in there with an AK-47 and takes over the bank and fires all the employees and runs them all out and simply seizes control of the bank vault and the computers and says, there, fine. No more debt for me. Well, if you set aside the arrest and imprisonment that's coming Bob's way, how's the next bank going to look at Bob when Bob comes in for a loan? You think he's going to get a loan? He's never going to get a loan again. This is the problem when it comes to debt, like we've taken on. Debt and deficits, there's no way out except for paying it back. Even a war doesn't solve the problem. There is no solving of the problem except paying it back. And what I've been trying to scream about is there's going to come a time in the near future. You heard Tiana Lowe last night. This is not me. This is not Republican, Democrat. This is not middle of the road. This is math. In 9 years, if nothing is done, and I need to stress, nothing will be done. In 9 years, if you are on Social Security, your check will be reduced by 23%. Boop, like that. This is not 100 years from now. It's coming fast because the debt is piling up. They keep spending. They keep printing. And now interest rates are piling up. Everything's piling up exponentially. So this problem that has seemed so far in the future is all of a sudden racing at us really, really quickly. And people aren't understanding it. And once that debt crisis gets here, you can either A, begin to slash benefits many Americans have come to rely on, maybe you rely on them, or B, you can stop paying your international creditors or short pay them. And if you start doing that, hey, Japan, you know that payment we were supposed to make to you this month? You know, we're going to need an extension on that. I got to be honest, we're a little short. Got to move some money around. So I hope you understand we're not making that payment this month. Well, the next time you need Japan to buy up your debt, Japan says, sorry, we're fresh out over here. No more. We have created for ourselves a huge financial pickle, and it's going to take effort. And it's going to take focus, and it's going to take knowledge, and it's going to take pain to get us out of this. And nobody wants to expend the effort or the focus or the knowledge or the pain. And the longer we kick that can down the road, the more painful that pain gets when it gets here. People think when I talk about cutting the budget, I'm being mean. I want to stress, I'm being nice. I'm trying to save us from a life-threatening injury by fixing a minor one now. We'll see if it can be done. All right, we have so much more to get to. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't worry, we still have more than an hour left. Don't turn that frown upside down. Don't you? What are you shaking your head for, Chris? That's a great saying. I love using that on my kids, especially now that they're old enough to hate my sayings and stuff like that. It's so much more fun to embarrass them now. You know, I always knew as a father that I would have fun embarrassing my kids. I didn't know that it would be this fun. There's just, you can't beat what? You cannot beat driving up to the school when they're out there with all their friends and just laying on the horn for them. And then they're kind of lowering their head as they walk to the car like, Dad, please stop. And you just honk again. Hey, buddy, come on, Dad's here. And now they just shake their head. Gosh, that's as good as it gets. Hey, Jesse, I always listen to the show the following day. Is there any way that you could do today's show yesterday so that I can be caught up? Hold on, what? Is there any way that you could do today's show yesterday? What are these? I don't understand. I don't think that's possible. By the way, remember, if you can't catch the show live, all 3 hours are podcasted. iHeart Radio or iHeart Google, Spotify, iTunes, the podcast can be found everywhere. Don't forget on iTunes to leave a 5-star rating and a review discussing how handsome I am. I don't know how to travel back in time. I do know that Jewish producer Chris and Michael, they get the podcast up pretty fast after the show. It's normally that night, right, guys? I mean, sometimes they'll screw it up. Who knows? There are a couple of screw-ups. But most of the time, it's there. That's the best I can do. What do you want me to do? All right, look, the best I can tell you is this. If the show comes on too late for you, and that maybe that's the case, this is what I would do. If I was a listener of the world famous Jesse Kelly show, and I sure would be, and the show came on too late for me, I would pack up my family and sell my house and uproot my life, and I would move to the West Coast. That way the show is on during the day for you because it's on 6 to 9 Eastern time. And maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, but then I won't have a job, or Jesse, then my wife will leave me. What's more important, your wife or the Jesse Kelly show? All right? I think you already know. I think Jesse, how much of the, quote, you have to go to college mentality, Chris, get that video ready of that woman from yesterday. How much of the you have to go to college mentality came from people getting exempted from the Vietnam draft if they went to college? Also, I recently was rewatching We Were Soldiers, that the draft just started just months after JFK got murked. I always thought he got taken out mostly to escalate that conflict. Glad nothing like that could happen around here. He said his name is Derek. Okay, so let's just address the you have to go to college mentality. It didn't come from the Vietnam era try to avoid the draft thing. I didn't say that to be insulting to the people who pushed that. I said it to let everybody know that times have changed. For the longest time, in my parents' era, for sure, that was a very credible thing. And there was a time for the longest time when 10% of the people actually graduated from college. That number is something like 50, 60% now. But the number used to be 10%. Now, why does that matter? Because it told potential employers that you were in some way the cream of the crop. Well, now, with all the endless student loans that we're all paying for, with student loans and everything going on now, now it's just the norm for people to go to college. And what's happening is corporations are beginning to drop the college requirement to get in, or to get it in as part of their corporation. Why? Because the product they're getting from college, the college students they're getting, are so incredibly stupid, uneducated, no critical thinking skills, and many of them are vile little communists you don't want in your company, that these businesses are simply washing their hands of it and saying, why am I worried about a college degree? What does it gain me? I'm saying that times have changed. And that is a hard thing to accept when you, especially if you, maybe as a parent or a grandparent, you not only lived in a different era, but that degree you maybe busted your butt for was hard to obtain, and it's something you're proud of. Maybe you went to Harvard. Maybe you went to Harvard in 1980, and you got a degree. Back then, it's extremely difficult to even get into Harvard. Today, you just have to not be Asian. But back then, it was extremely difficult to get into Harvard, and let alone graduate, try to graduate through that curriculum, and they're putting you through the ringer, and you came out of that as a graduate, and I'm just using Harvard. Maybe this applies to whatever degree, wherever you got yours, and now that degree from Harvard you have on your wall, you're dang proud of it. Not just anyone could do it. You had to work your butt off for it. Having that degree, especially back in the day, probably provided opportunities for you that would not have been there otherwise. And you think, it's a perfectly natural way to think, you think that that world still exists. Well, it doesn't. Chris, play the audio again of this heartbroken young lady who graduated, busted her butt, and she's finding out that life doesn't look like it used to look like 50 years ago.
Does anyone else just work their ass off for like the last 3 or 4 years for like a college degree, and now you have a job that you hate and you still can't afford life and you're still miserable and you can't pay any of your bills and you can't live in the house that you imagine and you just feel lied to because you thought that if you just went to college and got a degree, you'd be able to afford a house and like things that make you happy, but yet you're still barely can afford groceries or clothes or literally anything that makes you happy at all, and you had to spend the whole entire weekend in your bed because you literally don't have any money to go do anything other, like if you buy food you just can't have an entertainment budget. So I'm just wondering if anyone else is dealing with something like this or if it's just me, because this ain't it.
You can mock her all you want, and I realize you don't graduate college and buy a house, or you got to grind for a while. I feel bad. I feel bad that this generation coming will have to learn that times have changed. But parents have to learn that too. And maybe Aiden, Jaden, and Braden, maybe they do have to go to college for their chosen career field. But this way of thinking that every kid has to go to college is ridiculous. And that way of thinking needs to die. A lot of kids shouldn't be anywhere near these evil college campuses. I'm trying to keep mine out of it. Now, speaking of evil, it's bad out there. The latest headline out of Houston, there are 4,000 rape cases that aren't even being investigated in Houston. That's how much violent crime there is. That's how bad the manpower shortage is. We have got to start taking more ownership of our own protection, men and women. Part of doing that is not just carrying a weapon, it's training, training, training with your weapon. It is not enough to carry it on your side. Do you know how to handle it? Can you handle it when you're scared? Unless you've practiced, you cannot. Practice, practice, practice. That's where Mantis X comes in, because Mantis X allows you to practice in your home without firing a shot. You don't have to spend that money on ammo and range fees and everything else. You don't have to leave the daggone air conditioning. Sit in your living room and get good with your weapon. MantisX.com. MantisX.com. Again, it's not the world I want to live in. Not the world you want to live in. It's the world we've been given. More violent criminals now than ever before. Go train like that's the case. MantisX.com. A whole hour left. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.